Okay. So we started last time to discuss the subject of Bishul, Malach of Bishul, and we mentioned that Bishul applies not only to food items, but to other items as well that are not edible. We talked about the pegs and the metals and so on and so forth. Bishul basically means to change the texture or the nature of something or a substance through the medium of heat. And so we started to discuss what the situation is with regards to an actual food item, what we call a davar yavesh, something which is free of liquid and so on. And we said that something is considered cooked when it reaches the shear of having been cooked. Kemachol ben drusoy. Kemachol ben drusoy. Okay, ben drusoy, we explained, was a bandit, was a guy who was always on the run, running away from the law, and he didn't have time too much to park himself in one place and cook too much food, otherwise the sheriff was right behind him. So therefore he had to eat on the run, and he would eat food. He couldn't eat raw food, but he had to eat food that was barely edible. It was barely edible. So that's what we saw in just to go over quickly, that's what we saw in the Gemara the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, source number 30, right? So we'll start again from there, source number 30. So he said, Itmar Nami Amar Asi Amar Yochanan Kol Shu Kamachol Ben Drusoy Ein Bo Mishum Bishulei Nachrim. That's for Bishul Akum purpose. We spoke about it last time also. And Tanya Chananya Omer Koshu Kamachal Ben Drusoy Mutar La'Shosel Gabe Kira Va'Fal Pi Shein Gufa Ketuma. If something was already cooked on Erev Shabbos to the point of Machal Ben Drusoy, it was basically cooked food, then Chananya is of the opinion that you're allowed to leave it on the oven from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, even though it's going to cook further. But since halachically it's already considered cooked, once it reaches the point of Machal Ben Drusoy, it's mutar. At least not at the right level. We'll talk about that Bez Hashem later in the week, exactly about leaving something on and what role the blech plays and so on. Grufa means, we'll explain last time, grufa means that it's been shoveled, all the swept out. In other words, all the coals, the source of the fire, straw, whatever else is causing the fire, has been swept out. That's called grufa. Ktuma means it's still there, but it's been covered with ashes, so it doesn't give off as much heat. Yeah.
Is that one third amount? Like, is it sort of like a
So again, Rashi explains Ben Drusoy. Again, look in the Rashi and Chof Amud Aleph 31. Ben Drusoy listim hoya. He was this bandit. Okay, Mavashu Bishulah Shlish. We explained last time it means it's a third cooked. How do you tell? It means when it's cooked for as long. Let's say it would take 1 hour to cook. You know, to make it fully cooked. So 1/3 of that is 20 minutes. That means it cooked for 20 minutes. Yeah. So, right, so that's a problem also because obviously it differs from person to person, right? So it goes by Rov Bnei Adam now, but it's a little hard to figure out. We'll see, we'll talk about that a little bit. It's a little somewhat subjective, no doubt. But Rashi is Bishulei Shlish, okay? And the Gemara mentioned that both with regards to Bishul Akum, if a guy cooked it and so on, or if a Jew cooked it already 1/3, and the guy finished cooking it, so it's not Bishul Akum, because it was already considered cooked. And also with regards to Shabbos, to the point that Chananya says that if once something is cooked, Kemachal ben Drusoy, on Erev Shabbos, so then you can leave it on these stoves, even into Shabbos, even it'll cook further, because not called cooking, because we've already reached this point of Machal ben Drusoy. The Rambam, we mentioned last time in 32, the Rambam, Perek Tes, Lecha Shabbos, Lecha Hey, he writes, Hinech Bosal Gabi Cholim, Nitzle, Bo Kibrogeris, Afilu, Bishnaim, Ushosho, Mekomas Chayev, Lo Nitzle, Bo Kibrogeris, Avol Nisbashel, Kulo, Chatzi Bishul Chayev. Okay, he defines Machal ben Drusoy as Chatzi Bishul, half cooked. Okay, all right. So that's the that's the position of Rashi of the Rambam. Rather, the Machalka is Rashi and the Rambam whether Machal ben Drusoy is a matter of 1/3 cooked or 1/2 cooked. The Shulchan Aruch, that's what we're up to in 33 in Siman Shin Yud Ches, which is the Siman of Bishul, the Bishul Deraisa, Siv Dalad Tav Shul Shizbashul Kol Tzarko. Okay, the first thing the Chaver says, something which has been fully cooked, what the average person would consider fully cooked, are yesh bo mishum bishul im nitzanim. If it cooled off, it could still be further bishul if you heat it up. We'll discuss that a different time. Okay, the Ramah then adds, yesh omim dafke mitzanim biyafalo. That's only if additional cooking makes it more tasty. Okay, sometimes things can be fully cooked, and it goes into your issue. Okay, something can be fully cooked, the person would consider this piece fully cooked, but you like it better done. That's called mitzanim biyafalo. It'll dry out further, but it's good. But now, okay, however, if the food was not fully cooked, even though it was 1/3 or 1/2 cooked, it is further, you can violate Bishul further, So that's what it says. You can violate bishul, even cooking it past. It's already one third or one half cooked, and you cook it further. That would be bishul. But that's called bishul achabishul, which we'll talk about separately. It's got soup, liquid in it. It's got gravy. It's got in the cook. Avodovish in his bashal kvar v'hu yavish. But if it's dried out, it means it's not enough gravy and it's a solid kugel. Piece of kugel or something like that, a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, it's already solid, then mutal is also becham and b'shabbos. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. But again, it does mention Machol Ben Jusoy over there. The Taz, it's in Kotten Dalad, source 34, says that av mitzdamek v'ralo mutter, if cooking something beyond a certain point will make the food less tasty, doesn't mean inedible, but make it less tasty, then it would be mutter, because that doesn't benefit the item. It detracts from it. It's still edible. You know, it's overcooked. Most people wouldn't like it as much. Some people might, but that's called mitzdamek viralo. It's considered to cook, and it takes away. After a certain point, cooking something beyond it will take burnt, it will taste overcooked, dried out. Sometimes chicken, you know, can dry out, and so on. Meat can dry out. Okay? Can't cause themselves with shame, harav v'niruchim. Because of the minstanim, minstanim yafalo, ain lo nicha kol kach somuch lemedura b'makom shatzal. But we'll talk about that in greater detail. If it's minstanim yafalo, then you shouldn't even put it near the fire, even if it's not on the fire. But if it's a place that can get very, very hot, the handle will scald. It's cold. We'll get to that too. But one second. Only if it's mitzamik rala, then you can put it. Fine. Then he quotes Rabbi Yonah. He says the following, and then he quotes the Bach. That's what I want to show you. The third line of 34. The Chosnizal, that's the Bach. Right. The Taz was the son of the Bach, so he refers to the Bach. He often disagrees with him, but he refers to him respectfully as Mori Bechosni, my teacher, my father-in-law. Mori Bechosnal Docha Deyazume Halacha. He said this is not true about other things, only true concerning the Gzeira of Shem Yechata, meaning as follows, okay? We will learn that there is a Gzeira, even though Midoraisa, if something's already cooked beyond whatever the one-third, one-half, you can leave it on like we saw before in the Gemara, okay? But, because what have you done? You left it on. Like, I can light a fire on Friday and leave it burning, even though it's burning on Shabbos. You know, contemporary example, I can turn a light on Friday and leave it on, right, even though the malacha continues on Shabbos. So what about cooking? The item's already cooked, so I can leave it on the fire, right? But the Rabbanan made a gzeira called Shem Yechata, were afraid that the person may stoke the coals. Okay, modern day example, adjust the flame. Okay, forget, you'll see some cooking and it's like, too low, so you'll turn it a little higher. You know, so that's called Shem Yechata. All right, so the Bach says that this concern is a, you know, whether it's mistamik rala, mistamik yafalo, is a concern by Shem Yechata. The gzera drabana, that's all gzera drabana, gzera shema. Right? We're afraid that even if the item is edible, but you want it to be hotter or better done for the Friday night meal, so you'll come home from shul and you'll see, oh, it's on too low, I'll turn it a little higher. In the olden days, you'll take a little poker or something and stoke the coals. That's called yichata, means to stir the coals, which kicks up the fire. If you've got a barbecue, you know that, right? You knock things around and it kicks up the fire. That's a rabbanah made exam. We're afraid you're going to do that, you know, if you have stuff on the, stuff on the flame. Okay, but the Bach writes al kein lo mechalkin ben yofe oralo. We make this distinction. We don't make any distinction when it's time oralo, it's time yofe with regards to shem yichata. Only in chiv chatos the mevashel ain chilik. Then there's no chilik between the two. We only make that chilik between mitzamek v'ralo, mitzamek v'ralo, mitzamek v'yofalo, with regards to Shem Yechata. But regards to mevashel doraisa, right, then we don't make such a chilik. And he writes, ulamai dekasavti b'samu delatur ein chiv mem haste into mina Torah, acha macha ben usoy, al drabonon also shafi yesh chilik with it. But they said that's the point. Okay, according to the tour, he says, once you've reached macha ben usoy, there's no chiv mina Torah anymore. Why? Because halacha is considered cooked. Right, the item's cooked, and he can't violate bishul after it's already cooked, unless it's now it becomes the abundant concern. So then we make a chilek: is it cooking and improving, or cooking and ruining? Or I don't say ruining is too strong a word. It's not improving it, because we mentioned last time part of the definition of bishul is to improve something through heat, that if there's a positive change in the item. Okay, that's kind of like a side point, just to you know, the Taz makes. The Mishnah Berurah, important here in Sukkot and Chof Hei, writes, Avol mitzdamet v'ralo, muto anich samach v'ndua, filo mokum shad tzadaspo. Even if it's going to get very hot, the outside of the ball means too hot to touch. Even if it's going to get very hot, it's mutter if it's mitzdamek uralo. But I am bebach shapasuk is already shown. The ain chiluk. Okay, some say no chiluk. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is that something which is mevushal kol tzarko, then for sure there's no bishul d'oraisa, even if it'll improve. In other words, if something is fully cooked, so an average person considered fully cooked, and some people like it, this person likes it better done. That's called mitzdamek v'yofelo. That, according to most of the poskim, there might be some slight improvement. It's not enough of an improvement to qualify as bishul d'oraisa. It's mevushal kol tzarko. You hear the chilek I'm drawing between mevushal kemachal and shoy mevushal kol tzarko. Kol tzarko means this is a fully cooked food. Okay, this is, you know, so I may like it dried out. Some people like it a little burnt or something like that. Depends, I guess, how your mother cooked. Right? There was the old joke about the guy newly married and. He comes home, he just doesn't like his wife's cooking. You know, new wife, she's cooking delicious, high-grade, gourmet meals, and doesn't like it. And one day he comes home crying. He comes home, she's crying. Well, I'm so sorry, I had to go somewhere, whatever. I left the flame on and I burnt the food. Okay, I'll eat it. Oh, this is the best food I ever cooked. That's what he was used to from his mother, always burnt the food. Okay, and people are used to what they used to. The point being that at some point, even if it's fully cooked already, it's not enough of an improvement for qualifying as bishul, and therefore, even if it's misamik, we are fellow. Okay? And, that's also the if something is, it's a discussion also, if something is basically edible raw, people normally, not edible, people normally eat raw. Now you cook it, could be there's no bishul d'oraisa. There's no bishul d'oraisa because you didn't do a significant improvement. It was edible before. Now you cooked it up, okay? But the question about a baked up, it'll be drabanans for sure. But on a d'oraisa level, bishul means to improve the status of something. So if it's edible raw, now you cooked it up, but you didn't really make enough of an improvement. Okay. What? We'll get it. Oh, right now we're talking about solid. So we're talking about solid. So we'll get that in 2 seconds. Okay, bottom line, when it comes to solid foods, once something is called machal ben yusoy, whether it's a third cooked or half cooked, it's considered halachic bishul. And at the right level, there will not be bishul after that point. And that's in terms of solids. Okay, so that's the definition of bishul by solids. Okay, what about by liquids? So source 36, daf mem amud beis. That was daf chof amud aleph. This is daf mem amud beis. Tanar abonim. Mevi adam kiton shel mayim. Kiton mayim. Kiton is like a pitcher of water, umanicho keneged hamedura, and you can put it near a medura, is like a fire, a source of heat. Lo bishul shechemu, not to heat it up, el bishul shetafig tzinoson, close enough that it won't really heat it up, but it'll take the chill out of it. Right, you have some ice cold water. Shabbos freezing cold, so you bring in some ice cold water, and you put it close enough to a fire, not that it's close enough to get it hot, but to not to take the chill out of it. All right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Mivia isha pach shel shemen umanichto kenegan uru, again lo bishul sheyivashel el bishul sheyifasher, it liquefies, the oil is thicker, so you can put it to the near the source of the fire, so it'll melt a little bit. Okay, let's look at Rashi there in Shabbos Mem and Beis 37. Lo sheichemu lo sheyanechem shom ad sheichemu, we can't leave it there till it gets hot, okay, because then that's cooking. Okay, but el shetofig tzinosan b'miktsosan. Right, it'll knock away some of that. So tafid means it'll switch. It'll take the chill out of it. Same thing with the oil. Obishul shibashos lo tenechanasham kedei bishul. And here's the key, says Rashi. So what is kedei bishul? Shetehe hayad soledes bo. When it comes to liquid, yad soledes means too hot to touch. We'll get to the detail in a second. So we find an important difference between a solid food with regards to bishul and a liquid food. A solid food, the definition is to cook it to the point that it's edible aydechak, whether half cooked, third cooked, but edible, barely edible, and it's cooked a little bit enough that a person would eat it. Okay, think of a potato. You don't eat a raw potato. At a certain point, you can eat it. You like it to be mushier, maybe tastier, but at a certain point, you need it, right? As a piece of steak, so much before. Some people like it rare. It's edible, not raw. I can't eat it. Human beings don't eat raw meat. Okay, but it's got nothing to do, because the truth is, with the evil of the steak, when you put a raw piece of meat in, or it'll get too hot to touch pretty quickly, you still can't eat it. So when it comes to solids, the definition is something which is, machal ben dusoi. When it comes to liquid, that's Rashi is giving us a preview of what the Gemara continues to, yad saladis bo. So a few lines later in the same Gemara on Mem and Beis, the second part of 36, where it says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen, Echad Mayim, Yad Soledes Bo Osir, and Yad Soledes Bo Mutter. To heat it up to the point of Yad Soledes Bo, whether it's oil, whether it's water, you put it near the flame long enough for it to come to the point of Yad, we're talking on the Raisa level now, to come to the point of Yad Soledes Bo, then you violate, then it's Osir. And Yad Soledes Bo, it never got that hot, it got warm, took the chill out, but it didn't get hot, too hot to touch, Yad Soledes Mutter. And then the Gemara says, look at Rashi, Soledes means Nimsheches Lacharecha Midaiga Shalotichve. You'll pull your hand away so you don't get scalded. Right? It's too hot, you'll pull your hand. You ever make tea or something like that and a little bit spills on your hand, you pull your hand back, right? You kind of jump back. That's called Yad Soledes Bo. And he said that's Zeh Loshem Vasalda Bechila, like somebody trembling. Ed Ag Barada. Vasalda Bechila, the Pasuk, it's in the davening on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and that the Yisrael call of Dech, V'yisaldu b'chila panecha, right, we'll tremble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on that pasuk. Anyway, v'edag b'ra'ada, right, you're nervous, trembling, okay, so the Gemara then asked, to clarify, v'heichi domi yad saledes bo, omarachva kol shekreso sheltinok nichves. The belly of a baby will be scalded, okay, because, your hands sometimes are tougher a little bit, you probably ask your wives, your mothers, so my wife can just stick her hand in the oven and take the pot out. I need a towel to hold her. Women are used to dealing with hotter things sometimes. The hands get tougher. They can touch things that are hotter. It's just,
In the kitchen, there's a difference between the waiters who are usually work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The waiters work in the front.
Right.
They handle so much more heat.
Right, they can handle more heat. It's a matter of what you're used to. Your hands get used to it. So anyway, so they made a distinction called kosher kreso sheltino knichves. Rashi explains, some people, even a little bit, they're not used to it, so you'll jump back. So, okay, but a baby, that's a more of an objective criteria. So the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perchov Beis, Halacha Dalet, 38, maybe Adam Kiton Shomayim, Anichol Kenegamur, Lo Bishul Sheyechemu, Elekadeshe Tofig, Tzinosan, possibly like this Gemara, you can put the hot water near the jar or the pitcher of water near the fire, but not so to get hot, but just to take the chill out. B'chein menech pachshul shemekin k'day sheyafasher lo sheyachem, so just melt lo sheyachem, not to get that hot. B'soch adam yorom mayim o b'shem rechame k'day get medur. And if I have oil, I rub oil onto my hands. Forget about, whatever you assume Shabbos, but, or I have water on my hand, I put it near a fire, so it's good. Okay, just to warm it up, that's okay. But he says, "Who shall yechmo hamayim shall yado ad shete kreso shall tinek nichves ben?" But not to the point of yad saledes bo. So paskins the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perchav Beis Halacha Dalim. So bishul, in terms of again, the change of substance via heat. For the nafkamina and this kind of thing is, let's say you have something in the freezer, and you want to take out. You want dessert for Shabbos. You have ices. You want to serve it. Tainice or whatever, it's a sorbet, they call it today, right? But, it's been in the freezer for a while, so, it's very hard. So you want to take it out to put it room temperature to melt a little bit. That would not be a problem of bishul, even by a liquidy type of thing, because, it's not through heat. You're putting it room temperature. So that's okay. That would be all right to melt it down. I'm just saying, a practical afkamina, that would not be a problem of bishul. Okay, Shulchan Aruch here, 39. Simon Shin Yud Ches, that's the same Simon Sif Yud Dalad. Mutar Litein Kiton Shemayim Oshar Mashkin Kenegra Eish Lafi Tzinasan. But, Ovavad, Shid Eim Rochav Me'esh Binin Sheni Yachol Yitzcham Be'osam Mokam Ad Shede Yad Tzoles Bo. Pirish Mishamemes V'nichves Bo. And that's an important point. And you're right, the Hainu Mokam Shekresa Shotinech Nichves Bo. I just want to point something out that the Shulchan Aruch is adding. He said, even if you're not supposed to put, he's saying, don't put it so close to the fire that it could become Yad Saladis, but you've left it there long enough. Now, there's not enough to say, well, I'm only going to put it here for 2 minutes. That's no good either, the Chabad is saying. Now, to put it to a place where it could reach Yad, you can keep it near the fire, but far enough away, that's what I said it before that way, far enough away that it won't Even if I left it there for 2 hours, it's not going to get that hot. Right? It's near the source of fire. It'll get warm. It'll certainly take chill out of it, but not hot enough to be coming out to this boat. That's what the, look at the language again carefully and see if you doubt it. Vav, she named Rochok Me'esh, Be'inyan She'enu Yochol Ischam, Be'oso Mokom, Ad Shetei Yayad Tzolet. You could never get that hot. This will come into play. We'll talk about returning something, putting something in the fridge on Shabbos morning. Okay, you can put it in a place where it'll maybe become warm, but even though I left it there the whole rest of Shabbos, it won't become Yad Tzoletis. We'll talk about that more later, but then later in the week. But that's that. And he defines Yad Tzoletis, Hanem Okum Shekresha Tin Nikwe is fine. Aval Osir Lekarbal Elohesh Lamokum Shokhlet Chamsha Yate Yad Tzoletis. Well, Bafilo, he stresses it here. Bafilo Niachbo Shoktana. Even you only know that Shoktana means, you know, not an hour, means a short amount of time, just a short amount of time, just to get the chill out. That's also Kevan Sheyachol Lizbasha Sham. It could become, okay? And the Ramah adds, what deemed a Paris of Shar Dvarman and Chalam Kemos Shein Chayin. That's what we say, even fruits or anything that could, that could become hot, at least Rabbanan, so you're not allowed to do that. Good. The Siftezayin, and we'll talk more about this also. Mutter litain infanda. Infanda is some kind of like a, I don't want to call it, it's not a kugel, some type of a meat pie, something like that, some kind of a dish. Okay, infanda. Kenegar eish mokum sheyad sladis ba. Okay, but afal pisha shuman sheba shenikrash chosev animoach. This is a practical question. You can put something there, even though it has gravy that was congealed, and it'll become melted. Okay, it'll become melted. That he said is allowed, because the main thing is the food. All right, now we'll talk, it may depend how much gravy there is and so on, but it's fundamentally solid, a little bit of gravy, that congealed, now it melts, that's okay. But kol shekein, kedeir sheyesh bo rotev shenikrosh, shechashum nimoch eino be'en d'shari, it just melts, there's nothing to it, so it's mutter. But v'yesh machmirin, and the Ramah writes, v'nogu l'hachmir. Okay, we're trying to be machmir on even something which is, if I have a piece of potato kugel, there's no real liquid in there that oozes out, right? There's no liquid. But sometimes you have chicken that was in gravy and the gravy congealed. So the main thing you want to do is warm up the chicken. But in the meanwhile, the gravy is going to melt. So the Ramah writes, we don't be machmer on that. Depends how much, but there's a significant amount. Okay? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. In Source 40, a few things in Mishnah Berurah. First is, as you quote in Sadi, why the Mechaber put it this way? Why can't you put something there? I'm going to leave it here for a minute and a half. It's not going to cook. It's true, if I left it here for an hour, it'll get Yad Tzoletis, but it's true. But the Shulchan Aruch said you can't do it, even if you're leaving for a little while, the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'chashinu dilma mishtali a little, because you'll forget. You get distracted, you forget about it, and then you'll end up leaving it, they'll become Yad Tzoletis. Oh, I forgot to... Okay, that's the concern. Okay, that's in Siman Tzadim. Siman Kuf Dalet, that's on Siman Tevzayim. Okay, that he's makel on something which is, with the gravy, he says, we make a hainu rak in isur nolad, okay, that you're producing something new, okay, but he says, nolad means something that wasn't there before, so now it was a solid gravy, and now it became liquidier. Aber le'in isur bishol hacha chom v'le'el, the harotav hu dovalach, the dovalach sinistanim, shayach bo bishol, okay, and therefore, eno mutter hacha rakim yamin hakder mokum she'ene yad tzoletis bo. That's why it's only mutter here, even this infanda, in a place where it can't reach Yad Tzoletis Bo. So that's what he's mentioning. But in any event, Yesh Machmir all the way. It's according to Kuf Hei. Okay, Ramosim or Machmir. Anyway, all right, he said there's an Isser of Nolad. And aside from that, there's, perhaps, an Isser of Bishul as well. But here's the third line of Sim Kuf Hei, the Sikot and Kuf Hei, the Mishnah Berurah. Da. Da filu la Yesh Machmirin, eno osur kiim kishiyesh harbe shuman ala pashtida. That's only if there's a lot of fat, a lot of congealed gravy, and so on. Yezov lachutz. When it melts, it'll be oozing out. You'll see it oozing out. Okay, via minker bifneatzma, it'll be noticeable. But it's not so much gravy on it. Fundamentally, it's a piece of chicken and a little bit of gravy. Oshamamido kolka, or you put a berichut mokom so it won't ooze out with this amount, just a little bit. Then he's going to say that it's mutter. Mutter lechamash pasida lechule alma. Av shadai nifshav is even though some stuff comes out. So the nafkamina will be, again, a piece of lakshin kugel, a piece of noodle kugel, a yushalmi kugel. So there's no gravy anyway, right? But, and on the other hand, sometimes you have meat you cook with a lot of gravy. And then you have a middle piece. You have a piece of chicken. It wasn't soaking in gravy, but there's a little bit of congealed fat or whatever, the congealed gravy over it. So that the Mishnah Berurah is makelon, if you either to put it far enough away that it won't ooze out, or even put it closer to such a small amount. Okay, it's somewhat unclear exactly how much of a small amount, but it means a little bit of amount, or a little bit. It doesn't ooze out. And he writes,
what would you say, practically, like,
would you call this, I would say, would you call this gravy that you would now separate and put in, sometimes people serve gravy in a separate little bowl, or, that special gravy pitcher, pourer, there's enough gravy for that, it's a problem, just a little bit, it's not really there, you can't really scoop it.
It's sort of like, this being, the liquid that's cooking versus having a turkey and there's gravy.
Right, I would say turkey people tend to put with a lot of gravy, okay? And it congeals, and they have turkey.
But also, when you cook the turkey itself, like you have the
oil.
Right.
I would say that's the same. So for the chicken, usually, you put a little liquid, but that's such a small amount, usually, with chicken. Okay? At the end, the Mishnah writes, on the bottom, "Chein mutol ha'ochem b'shabes chatichas bosa shomein." A piece of meat that has fat in it, a piece of steak or whatever has fat in it, or chalky has fat in it. Okay? They said, that's okay. Afal pishu mitzoso zov. Even though some of it now melts as a result of the heat, that tastes good. Well, not healthy, but it tastes good. So he writes, "Kevin to dov mutu danif shalo choshev b'shari. Kosar achronim kad shomayim u'shar mashkin yukash momalo shari l'kulam l'amido v'mokum shlo yagi al yad tzores bo." Okay, same thing with something that froze a little bit, lightly frosted and so on. You can put it to a place that's not, because again, it's not really nicker. Okay, so this is the the story with you. So again, the story with liquids is yad tzores bo. That's the criteria. Now, how much is that exactly? So in the tshuvas, that same tshuva of the Igros Moshe, Orachaim Chel Dalad Simon Ayin Dalad, we had a collection of questions about different Shabbos. We've seen already several times. So in Bishul Oz Gimel 41, he writes, someone asked him, "Mahu shir hachom? Sheish lochus bo lechum liyad tzores bo. Veiz shir avad yad tzores bo." Well, what, okay, what's the temperature? Okay, I mean, okay, quick, bring me a baby. Let me see if it scalds the stomach. Not going to do that. Okay, so what, temperature-wise, today we can measure what's temperature. So Moshe writes, tshuva, "Be'arol ha'chmer kudan b'shir kuf yud, 110 degrees. How do you figure out that? 110 degrees, which is, in parentheses, mem gimel malo Celsius, 43 Celsius. 110 degrees. That's okay. That's who kvar chom gadol sheyesh lachos yad tzores bo. You have to be concerned. Maybe that's already yad tzores bo. Alpi mashabadaknu batzmeinu. I guess he said he did some experimentation. Yeah, and Moshe writes.
Maybe it was from the time.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know if they brought a baby in or what. Yeah. Well, again, because my it's a good question, and my feeling is because when it comes to liquid. You're not really, let's say, certain liquids you do cook, a soup you cook. But let's say when I make tea, so I want to have hot water. Okay, so at what point would that consider hot for liquid to be considered quote-unquote cooked? It's not the same. In English, you don't use the same, you'll cook water, right? But you do heat it up. So bishul, it is a significant change. Significant change when it's now considered to be hot, that you'd use it for something hot. Okay, that's the idea of it. And this was the shear that they fixed. And our Moshe, right?
Sure. Like usually, like size is something that's recognizable, but
yeah, it's a little harder. Okay, maybe they knew it. Well, let's see. Well, I'll give you some examples. But anyway, then that's what he writes. A sofek yesh lochos at kuf samech, but for a sofek, it's 160. What do you mean? What does he mean by this? So just like we said before, that when it comes to food, a solid food item, so it's already considered halachically cooked at the point of machab ben drusoy, but you're still not allowed to cook it beyond that. Until the special called Tzorko, right? This is certainly the Rabbanan. You're not to cook it beyond that until the special called Tzorko. So there are two different stages. At what point would it be completely mutter? Certainly if it's Mesamek Rao, that's after the special called Tzorko. So what's the parallel about liquid? If I already have something heated before Shabbos to 110, can I reheat it so that I want to get it higher? So that Moshe or Moshe writes, that's got to be for 160. That's Kuf Samech. Kimidas Kuf Samech Uvada Yad Zodas Aflakul. That's for all purposes. So that's what Moshe said. Not everybody agreed. Okay, Aaron Cutler is quoted in the Shimonides Sefer because Aaron Cutler is saying 120 degrees, which is 49 degrees Celsius. Okay, not 110; it's a little more. Okay, just for point of reference. Okay, The average hot tap water, okay, is about 120 degrees. Rabbi Ribby at his Sefer gives as a chart, you can look it up for one, as a chart of what certain average things are. Because when you turn on, I mean, again, it depends where you are, it depends what your boiler is like and so on. But he writes the average tap water, okay, the average cup of coffee, you know, hot water for coffee is about 125 to 130 degrees, you measure. Now, again, yeah.
I was also heard the 110 number.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure.
I also heard the Mishne Brura's elevation.
Could be. I won't argue. I don't know. I don't know. Could be Roshefta quotes it one of the Svarim. I don't know. I don't remember a fan. But Rav Moshe, I'm showing you this movie. It could be. Rav Aaron said 120. There's a sefer called Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. It's a nice sefer written by Diane Posen. Mechesko Posen, the Diane and Embroyers here, called Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. It's available. It's very nice, by the way. Every malacha, and then there's some malacha and mice. It's short. Kitzur, it's called Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. So, he said 104 degrees or 40 degrees Celsius. Okay, that's called something hot. That's about like a hot bath water. Yeah. Say it again.
No one would draw their hand 110.
Yeah, it's true, but the baby would be scalded. I think the baby bath. I don't know what Moshe said. I'm not sure. Moshe, right? Look at the words. Kefi masha bodatnu batzmenu. He said he checked.
He doesn't.
He mentioned temperature, but that's
the outside. He doesn't with
a hand or with me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He knew the Gemara. Gemara said nichmeis. You know, I don't know to find out. Okay. But a hot bath. Okay. Which, by the way, for a kid, it's about 100. A hot bath for kids. When you were a little kid, you were, oh, it's too hot. The bath, right? The bath. Adults, I think, like hotter baths and can take hotter baths than a kid can. You know, probably 10 degree difference.
What do you mean by
burn? Awesome. It's cool.
It's not for
a baby. I don't think it means that it may leave a mark. It's just,
first
degree burn? No, I don't think so. I don't think it's that hot. That's really hot.
Okay.
Yeah, nip is burnt, but, I think it turned red a little bit. It'll turn red. Yeah. Anyway, these are different ideas. Okay, the exact what the exact temperature is. So take a look if you have a chance. Rabbi Ribiat, the great English Hilchos Shabbos. So the Bishul has a chart of what common things are. Anyway, that's the answer as well. Okay, it's interesting because this comes up. This comes up in Hilchos Bishul Bas Mechalav too in Tarovas. So there's the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. Okay, in Hilchos Taruvos, in Kuf Hei, Siv Beis, we'll talk about this Bez Hashem hopefully tomorrow. I hope everything's working on my computer, we'll find out. I'll send you the Makaros for the next year after tomorrow. But we'll talk about the Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and so on. So, Kli Rishon, we'll define right now, the Kli Rishon is something where the food is in, and it's on the fire, like a pot that's on the fire is a Kli Rishon. Okay, it's on the fire. We'll get some musical background there. So klisheni is when it's in the water or the liquid or whatever is in a food is in a pot or a plate that's not directly on the fire. It's taken from here into there. We'll talk more about that at length as Hashem starting tomorrow. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Taruvos in Yoredeya, some kufay some base chom shel kli rishon she'ad tzlesbo mevashel va'oser kulo. Okay, even if it's already off the fire. But the pot itself is hot. You take a pot off the fire, you close the fire. Perfect example. Yeah, you have something cooking, spaghetti, whatever is cooking, for a while. Now you turn off the flame, the pot is still very hot. If I were to put something in that pot now, even though there's no fire, but the pot itself got very hot because it was on direct on the fire. So if it's Yad Tzoledes, if that's how hot the pot is, so that's considered to be capable of being Mivasho. Okay, it's been Mivasho. Of a comb, so Klisheni and a Mivasho, but a cup or a bowl or a plate that wasn't directly on the fire, and now you put some food in it, so it gets hot because of the food, but not directly because of the fire, that does not have the capacity to be vashel. Okay, that's the din. Again, it's relevant to Bas V'Cholov as well as to other Yisurim. So anyway, the Pishchei Tshuva there, that's what we wanted to show you, this in 43. Pishchei Tshuva there, in Yerodei Simen Kufhei, in Sukkot and Zion, the Pishchei Tshuva quotes the Porshor, and he says like this, and maybe this, he says, bottom line, he's asking your question. The Kavan, the Ein Adanan Lo Bekiyin, Bashir Shekreso Shultinak Nichva. Pesachei Tshuva writes, not here, but in Yerodea. No, we don't have the Pesachei Tshuva in Archai, but the Pesachei Tshuva writes in Yerodea, you know, with the Shari Tshuva, the Pesachei Tshuva. There is another Pesachei Tshuva in the Archai, but not. No, this Pesachei Tshuva is in Yerodea. He says, Anan lo bekir. We don't know exactly what it is with the baby. Well, yeah, you start testing on every baby, it's a child abuse, right? So he says, Anan lo bekir, Mashir Shekresh Lotinichbe, Lochain, Al Koponim, Bemidu de Oraisa, Royal Ahachver. Okay, Bekli Rishon. He's talking about the end of the topic over there. Milibo bo chom hanizgo. That, you know, no, you can tell that it's not that hot. He leaves it up to your judgment. Milibo. It's a funny expression. Right? You have no doubt that that's already called hot. Okay, you're not going to now experiment on a baby, but you can tell that it's that's what you think. Yeah. We don't really. I think it's hard to figure, and also it may depend on the baby. It may depend. It's a. I don't know. I think he means that we don't know exactly what that means. Different babies are different, and it's, you know, and even if you experiment, especially in those days. So now, how hot is that? Each time you're going to do it. You know, today it's true. We can measure it. Today you can measure. Piscatulas are called in the 1800s, so it's a, you know, they have temperatures and so on. But leave actually Yates, I'll even be Suffolk. You know, that's a, they have the same thing that with regards to I don't know what time Shabbos is over. Yeah, we have astronomical, you know, you can look on Maizmanim or his charts, it says Shabbos ends at 6:22 and 52 seconds. You know, you can look at it, right? I told you someone showed me a clip from some comedian. The Jews are the only people who deal with calendars and dates and everything else with minutes and seconds, right? You know, nobody ever said, so when is Memorial Day? Oh, it starts Monday morning at 6:52 and 54 seconds, right? It's over at 7:12. No, it doesn't work like that. But by us, it does work like that. Okay, well, when's the time to start? When is it? Anyway, but we keep track of seconds, yeah. But
according to the AAT, you shouldn't set the work temperatures to more than 100
degrees. Oh, so that's
which means 1 minute
waiting. Oh, that's more. Yeah, so that's low. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler said 120. Ramos said 110. Interesting. Okay. Rabbi Carlos said 120. And again, he when I wrote down over here, I think of Arabia, it says that the hot tub is for a baby?
It says for baby.
Oh, because I thought it was 101 degrees. Okay, different opinions. Not sure. But, so some people, the end of Shabbos, there's such an expression in Poskim. You look out, Acheyetza Sofek Milibo. That's why they made fun of their briskers a little bit. Their briskers, you know, they keep Shabbos quite late, right? And they not just 72 minutes. They have what's called,
96.
90 minutes, or that's called the Achtel, and there's a Zechtel, which is even more. 20 minutes after Shabbos. Well, tremendous, you know, tremendous chumras, especially in the summertime, the Shabbos never over. You know, it's like hours later because they'll do a show's manios. So they said that someone said to Chaim, he said, you know, Chazal say, you keep Shabbos. Ad sheyetze ha-sofek mi-libo, not ad sheyetze libo mi-sofek. I'll play on that. Anyway, all right, that's what the Pesachei Tshuva there says. The Ben Ish Chai also says an important point, because it's different. He writes the Ben Ish Chai in the Shana Shniya Parshat Bo Oz Hei, 44, Kol dover she'lo nisbashel kodem Shabbos, ein shoros o b'Shabbos b'chamen she'at zoros bo, afilo ein emuch b'shvizu, even won't melt to that. The din chamen she'at zoros bo, ein m'sharen b'etzba, not with your finger. The truth about it is you can even, not a woman, you know, I mean, you can touch something with your finger, but the drinking is also different, if you think about it. You drink hot tea, but if that spills on you, you'll burn yourself, right? What you can tolerate in terms of drinking or touching your fingers. He says, ela kol she'kreso nichbeis b'hem, okay, so what are you going to do, an experiment? How do you do it? So the Ben Ish Chai writes, that's for sure. And if you wouldn't drink this because it's too hot, then that's for sure Yad Tzadis Bo. You wouldn't eat or drink this because it's too hot. Sometimes you take a bite of food, you know, and you burn the roof of your mouth, or you burn your tongue. It happens. So that's for sure Yad Tzadis Bo. That's what he says. Okay? All right. So that's the... that is what he writes. That's the definition in terms of Yad Tzadis Bo. I'll just to the remainder, a couple other important sources related to Bishul. We should understand that Bishul is not only cooking something, but also contributing to the cooking of something. okay? Hastening the cooking of something, all right? Not only starting the process of cooking something, but making something cook faster. So this is based on a sugya, two sugyas, one in Beitza, one in Shabbos. But in Beitza, Lamed Aleph, 45, Tanya, okay? It says, Echad, maybe a Saor. Somebody brought the source of fire. Echad, maybe a Saitin. Somebody else brought wood. The echad shofei is a secondary. Another guy put a pot down. The echad made this hamayim. Someone else put water to put in the pot. The echad nosim v'tocho tavlin. Someone else put in spices. The echad megis, that's the key word for this guy, stirs the pot. Megis. Kulon chayoven. Okay, kulon chayoven. They're all chayiv, because all of them contributed to the cooking of this. Okay? And Rashi explains.
You can't say Lashon Hara on Shabbos because that was stirring the pot.
Okay, that's when they will make a zero during the week after Shabbos, right? But okay, all right. So anyway, look in the Gemara Rashi on that Gemara Beit Alam Dal and Al 46. Shofes is like there means Moshiva Rekonis Ala Or. I just put an empty pot down by the fire on the stove or in the fireplace, and somebody else put food in, someone else put water in, and so on. Megis, that's the key word for us right now, is Minaer Bekav, stirring, not in stirring, okay, stirring with a spoon, okay. Lav Chosh is also a stirring within a pot. So Kulan Chayv, and all of them are Chayv. What are they Chayv? Not all Chayv for cooking, but look in Rashi, 46. Kulan Chayoven, the Rashi in Beit Salam and Dalam Adal, maybe a Saor Mishum Mavir. Okay, a guy, Mavir Sagachelis, he's one of maybe, he stirred the coals to get the fires. He's over on Mavir. Tikushu Malicho Mislavna Meruach Alichosu, because of the movement around, it stirs the coal, makes it, gets the fire moving. Umevis Aitzim Laor, the guy who brought the wood, he's also Chayav Mishum Mavir. Shofes Kedera, Gemara will do that later, fine, what did he do? But Nosen Mayan Betavlin, Umegis, putting in water and spices and stirring, they're all Chayav Mishum Mavasha, Sha'afu Av Melacha. So we're really interested only in the last things. Okay, obviously, if you put water into a pot that's on a fire, that's Mavasha. Or if you put spices onto a pot that's on a fire, that's Mavasha. Even Magus means stirring. Okay. Then the Gemara asks back in Gemara about Tanya Achron Chayav, one of the last guys Chayav, the rest of Potter. Lo Kasha Hada Icior Mikar Hada Icior Mosov. That just depends whether there was a fire there at the end. If the fire wasn't at the beginning, you can't say I was over anything. If the last guy is the one who stirred the coals, he's the one who's Chayav everything. But well, the other people didn't know anything. There was no fire there. Okay. And that's a local issue. But we want to mention that Magus stirring is also, because stirring makes the cooking go faster. That's why you stir, okay? You stir it to kick the heat around a little bit, right? So it'll cook faster. So that's the sugya in Beitza. There is a mishnah here in Shabbos on Yud Zayin Beis. We've seen other things in this mishnah, 47. Machlokas Beishan Beisil, again, about doing something on Friday, Erev Shabbos, will continue into Shabbos. So Beishamay Omrim, Beishamay Machmer, Ein Nosnin Unin Shol Pishton. Unin are like bundles. Bundle, Rashi explains, right? Tsroros Pishton, bundles of flax. Okay? Rashi says, Vein Agudos Shol Pishton Menupas, bundles of, flax. Vein Nosnin Osu Mekteiro Latanam Islabi. You want to dry them out. Okay, now that I do that, Ein Nosnin Onin Shol Pishton Latocha Tanar, Ela Kadesha Yahavilumi Ba'od Yom. Only if you put it in with enough time for it actually to get dried out and get hot when it was still Friday. Okay, not 2 minutes before Shabbos, you did it 3 hours before Shabbos. Okay? Similarly, the lowest at Semer Liore, you can't put wool for the purpose of dyeing in a yore as a pot, okay, a vat, okay, where you have the dye. So you put the wool in, again, I've seen them do trellis and so on, you put it in. You have to leave it there for a little bit so the wool absorbs the color. Okay, ela kadeshi yakli ta'ayin, or yiklo ta'ayin. You can only do it if you left enough time on Friday for it to absorb the color on Friday. But it's still not terrible. It's still the whole thing's okay. Okay, let's look in Rashi. Onin, we said to his pishon, ha'ayin means it's seva, ain't a trelis, right? Shiyiklo mod yom. It absorbs the color, mod yom. But Beisila Matirin, look at the last Rashi in 48, there in Shabbos, the Zion of Beis, Matirin Lesitum Odyom, Bicoletus Kololaila. Even though the wool is sitting in this vat all night and it's absorbing more and more of the color, okay, but as long as you put it in and enough time to absorb the color on Friday, you can leave it in over Shabbos. Okay? So the Gemara asks, but shouldn't there be at least a problem to Rabbanon? Shouldn't be a problem to Rabbanon, even according to Beisila, shouldn't there be a problem to Rabbanon? All right, what's the problem? So Gemara says on Yilchesem Beis, Semar Lior Ligzor, we should have a Gzera. What Gzera? The same Gzera a little too early. Look at Rashi 10:50 on Yilchesem Beis and Shabbos. Ligzor Shem Yechata Bekhan. He wants this color, to be this dye, to be absorbed in a wool. Say, oh, the same thing. If you see a fire going, you'll be tempted. By the way, especially in the old days, you see that in your day also. Again, we had these communal fires, you know. So when you walk by, it's a piece of wood, you chucked it into the fire. Okay, it's less common today, but that's what people did. You know, they would have these big fires, big a hearth, or maybe in the courtyard outside and so on, and it was burning up. You saw wood like you do by a barbecue. You know, you throw something in, right, that's what people do. All right, I mean, it's less likely. Although today, again, among the most contemporary examples, you'll adjust the flame. People do that. Sometimes the person, especially the person who's a cook, that's not me, but a chef and walks by, you see the flame's high, you lower a little bit, the flame, you know, that's the concern. So why don't we have the concern Semer Lioris? The more answers there in Yerchesem Beit. He said, Yora Akura. We're talking about a vat that's no longer on the fire. That's why there's no problem of Shem Yechat. You stir the fire. There's no fire. Akura means it's been removed. It's been removed from the source of heat. But it says the Gemara, V'necho Shema Megispa. But you still may stir it. Even if it's on a fire, you'll move things around because it does kick up heat. Right, so we're answered about akura betucha. It was only removed, but it was already sealed. So you know, it's Rashi says atucha betucha means mechusa bekisushal. It's got a cover, it's got a pot cover on it. Okay, or it's got cement over it, whatever. The guy is not gonna. We're not worried that the guy is gonna be so forgetful that it's Shabbos. If there's nothing to it, it's easy to forget. But the moment it requires more effort, then we'll assume and remember that it's Shabbos. But again, as Tosa says, what's the concern? The concern there is Tzoveya, right? Because you're helping the dyeing process by stirring it. But again, we see that Magus is also a form, in terms of cooking. The Rambam of the Shabbos, Paragimel Alachat Tezayin, writes, in Paragimel, we talk about the Rabbanan Malachas of Shabbos, of Bishul, and Paragtes, where it's the rice. So in the Paragimel, Alachat Tezayin 52, writes, Ein Solon Basar Ubatzel Ubeitz Al Gabe Eish. Not allowed to roast meat or onions or an egg. I can't make a hard-boiled egg on fire. Ela kadesh yotzula mi ba'od yom v'yu ru'uyin l'achila. You know, they're basic. Again, he doesn't mention macha ben josai, but it means it's cooked to the point that it's, no matter, a person would eat it. It may not be the way he likes it, but he would eat it. V'yim nishra achar ken alayish b'shabash ad si yotzula harbei mutter. Even if you left it on for much longer than that, and it cooked much more fully, it's mutter. It's like detrimental. It's meaning it's not enough of an improvement. Okay? That's about spices, and something smell nice, a similar thing. Okay. Now, that's in Halacha Tezayin. Continue on the next page, Halacha Yudzayin. Holy Marito, Lo Marito. Okay, what you see is, and we said this, if something is already cooked, the issue is not because what you're doing now is also on Shabbos, midaraisa, elegzera shemiyachate bekolim, because you may start playing with the coal, that's a gzera. Lefichach, that's why ain't no sin semer leore, elim kenas akurma elay shemiyachate bekolim, the who she appear tuach petit shem of yagis pa shechashecha. Here again, it also expresses a concern of stirring it again to keep it burning. Not stirring, because you need to, but you'll end up stirring it, and that's always a concern. The Rambam Hilchos, the Perek Tes Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Daled 53, have the following case. It was a group effort. Like we said before, Echad Nosan Asa'or, Echad Nosan Asa'itzim, Echad Nosan Akderim, Echad Nosan Amayim, Echad Nosan Boz, Echad Nosan Achtavlim, Ubo Acher Behegis, and somebody other came and stirred it. Kulam chayav and mishum vashal. And here's the key line for us right now. Perek Tes Halacha Daled. Shekol haoset dovar mitzorche habishul harei zeh mevashel. Anybody who does anything that assists in the cooking process, that's mevashel. But he says, avon shofas echas ekder tchila. The guy just put a pot on the stove and there was no fire there. Okay. Ubo achav and osan asamayim. Another guy poured water into the pot. Still no fire there. The guy put the piece of meat in. The guy put spices. Or then one other guy lit the fire. Okay, another guy put it in wood. Another guy stirred it. Then only the end guys are over. Okay, and again, it's because of Mevasha. So this is the Rambam Pasnak, this Gemara. Shulchan Aruch back in Reish Nun Beis, that's where he talks about Shem Yechate, which we'll get to later, but Shem Reish Nun Beis, as opposed to Shin Yerchaz, which we'll get back to. But in Reish Nun Beis, Sif Aleph, Mutter Lahasil B'Malacha Be'erev Shabbos Samach HaShecha. In general, it's Mutter, says Mechaber, to do some sort of Malacha, Erev Shabbos, near nightfall. Even though it won't be finished when Shabbos starts, it'll finish by itself. You can't do anything on Shabbos, but you put it on before. Kigom, lishros dyo, v'samon b'mayim, v'amnishim kol haShabbos, to leave ink or other dyes soaking and so on. Or, like we saw, lasseis unin shopishtan, again, these flax things, you know, in the oven, so it'll dry out. Or tzemer l'toch hayor, shen al'esh shon, shim hoya al'esh osa shem yichatev. Okay, and here's the line again, we need to see at the end of the Shulchan Aruch there, so we quote Reish Nun Beis Sif Aleph, V'hamegis b'kedera, afilu eino al ha'esh, stirring hot food in a pot, even if the pot is no longer on a fire, chai b'shum b'vasha. Because again, you're assisting in stirring stuff around, spreads the heat, and you're making more stuff. And that's what Mishnah Berurah explains in Sukkot Vav 55. Now, Yedei Hagosa B'Kedero Sachas, it's piping hot, boiling hot food, Miskarev Habishu Meher. So here we see more of this. It's not only starting the cooking process also on Shabbos, up until whatever point in the Macham Jusra Yad Sadish and so on, but also stirring Miskarev Habishu, hastening the Bishu. Okay, so that's another example. Of Bishul on Shabbos, we see Migas stirring is a problem. Okay, this comes to a point, you know, let's say you have, it's become popular in many places now to have chont on Friday night. When I grew up, chont was Shabbos morning. Now at all the tishes, they serve chont on Friday night, right? And so on Thursday night too, after Mishmah, no? I told you a joke, no? I think you can tell the difference between a yeshiva guy and a married guy, right? The yeshiva guy is chont Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos. Not the married guy has Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, or whatever, until the chont is gone. But the serving the yeshiva Friday night, you have to be careful. If the chont is on the fire, so to stir it out, to take the spoon and stir it out while it's on the fire, that could be negus, right? Because your stuff's still going to cook in there, right? So you want to take it off the fire, and we'll discuss the rules for that also. But certainly while it's on the fire, it's hot, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Unless you have just, you're taking it off and just use that old chalent, yeah.
In the kitchen where we have that problem when we serve the chalent, where we want to keep it in the heater for Shalosh Shittas, because we have the leftovers, we serve a Shalosh Shittas. We also have that problem with the soup. Because you can eat the soup off the fire, but it's still like
boiling. Right, boiling hot. So
you have to stick the thing in to serve it, and there's the
vegetables. Well, you're in the cafe, don't you? Yeah. That's Megas, yeah. Yep, so now you know what it's from. Okay, good. Another example, by the way, without stirring, but there's something else also. All right, it will also contribute. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, it's in Reish Nun Dalet, Siv Dalet. Umiutzorek lizoshel yachter akisui, covering a pot. I didn't cover it, but if it's on the, you cover it, it retains the heat inside. That's also going to hasten the cooking. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if once it was dark, once Shabbos started and it was off, you can't put the cover on. Because then you're contributing to the cooking on Shabbos by covering it, right? Because that retains the heat, makes it cook faster. And Mishnah Berurah mentioned as well, okay, in Sukkot and Chav Gimel, right? He says that it's okay to leave it from before, but the kisui, with the kisui, but if the kisui came off, then it's a problem. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch mentions both of these things by us here in Shimon Yud Ches. Okay, Sif Yud Ches. Ho'ilfis v'akdera she'avira miroskin v'algab merutochin v'algab be'or. I have a pan or a pot or something, and I took it off the fire when it's roseh, it's boiling hot. Okay, im lo nisbashel kol tzorko, if it's not fully cooked, even if it's a v'yizmachel ben yisoy, but it's not fully cooked, ein motzien bekaf mehem, you can't take the food out, can't spoon the food out with a ladle or some other type of thing, can't spoon it out. Kazika Mishumavasha. Now, in Mishumavasha called Sarko, okay, so that's a question, and the Shulchan Aruch says the Ramor rather writes, Ulechatchili Yeshli Zor, Af Bekader Bechol Inyan. Okay, and anytime you have a pot, you have to be careful no matter what. All right, so. 1 second. So it's a problem scooping yourself out when it's on the fire, even or if it's off the fire, but it's still hot. Okay? Mr. Brewer explains to the Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, there in Simon Shem Bechaz 59, Shavirim were talking, Noka Shavirim Lerabusa, Tafil Bezelazer, even if it's off the fire. Okay? Even if it's off the fire, and you know, still, because Shalom is Basha called Tzarko, and it's Basha called Tzarko, Afilo Omer Agabe Or Mutar, but if it's already fully cooked, then you can scoop it out even with a kaf. It's the Raisa and the Melia Rabbi said that's also Osir, Machokas Achronim. Shanim Tzamekis Kosher in Lahagis Mamish Osir. If even spooning out, you're not really intending to stir it, you're just serving it. You take a serving spoon and you scoop it out. If that's also, then certainly to actually stir it. Okay? Because you're hastening the process. All right? But if it's fully cooked, then it's mutter. Sim kuf tezvav. It's mutter. I feel a huggis, but ain't bishach a bishulach. Okay? Unless it's also the tzoveya problem with the wool. Just a second. What should you do to get the food out then? So in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, the Mishmur writes, Apik there, El Yafo Chakder Lekorosh, Velo Yotzi Bekav. Just take the pot and turn it upside down so it falls onto the serving platter. Take it out that way, but don't scoop it out with a spoon. Okay? Okay. All right, he makes a distinction between actual stirring and scooping it out with a spoon. All right, now I quote a couple of tools from Moshe Feinstein, again in that same section, because, you know, magus would also be a problem by soup, but not by just water, a clear, you know, liquid, okay? And maybe not even by soup, not if there's no salmon, it's a clear broth. Why? So Moshe writes the following. Okay, he quotes Avin Ezer and others from Yeshua Kutnam. The Mayim Levad ain't bo Mishum Megas. Mayim alone, there's no problem with Megas. The Chaim no Subakaf Mayim. Sometimes you have a serving spoon and you serve it in little droplets. The left of the bottom of the spoon, after now it's cooled off, and now you want to put it back into the pot. Okay? Not only warm. He said that he's going to say that that's okay. All right, tshuva. Tzvaras ha'vneneze v'shem ha'ravagum mekutna nechono. The bain malat, because I think it's 100% right. Because again, stirring, what does stirring do, basically? Okay, what does stirring do? Stirring with like a pot of vegetables or a pot of meat, stew or something like that, chomp. What does stirring do? The act of stirring brings a piece of the meat that was a little further from the fire till now, brings it closer to the fire, right? When you stir something around, you move the food in different places. So you have a food, it moves, because when we have food in a pot, solids in a pot, it doesn't cook in an even fashion. Okay, it doesn't cook evenly. Okay, so you stir it around to get some of the stuff from the top down to the bottom. So on the bottom down to the top, you're going to move it around. Right, that's what you stir it for. So that's by a solid. But by a liquid, okay, things move around. A clear liquid, things move around in an even fashion anyway. So the stirring doesn't really do the same thing. By solids, moving something around brings the food that was previously perhaps a little further away from the heat of the source of the heat, closer to the source of the heat. Okay, and as opposed to liquids is different because stirring water, or the way the nature of water is, and the nature of liquid, a clear broth, the fire spreads to everything equally because it's moving around molecularly by itself anyway. So for our purpose, it looks like it's even. Okay. Okay, so that's what Moshe writes over there. In 61, a different tshuva of Moshe, also in Chelek Dalab and Simon Samach Alev, he says, "Umikdera shadayin hi alaish also likach litom." If the pot is still on the food on the fire, you can't taste it. Can't stick it out. I want to just taste, see if it's ready. Can't do that. The Asu Darbonan, Likakwana Kishala Ish Mamish, but even if it's Mushma called Tarko, Shema Yita Vyakshwa Ashenim of Shos. Okay? Just a moment. Yeah. So the one I want to put is for Moshe. You know, bottom line is don't spoon something out of a pot that's ala esh, but it's okay if lo ala esh to spoon out. That's what Moshe says over here. In other words, the magus, actual stirring, it's also when it's on the fire, and it's even also when it's off the fire if the pot is still hot. That's real magus, because you're stirring it around. If all you're doing is spooning out, so Moshe said there's room to be makel between different than hagosa mamish, actual stirring, and taking something out. And, okay, that's a chiluk. One or two other things that I wanted to mention here. We saw before about a solid item that had liquid in it. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tezvav. Okay, Sif Tezvav we saw earlier, so it's similar. But here, in Sif Shin Yurcha, Sif Tezvav 62, Dobar Shinizbashel Kol Tzarko. No gravy, no liquid. Okay, you can put it even where you might get outside as well because there's no liquid there. There are more ads, I feel it's standing quite even, it's cold. Okay. Some people make anyway, putting it next to it, not directly on the fire. No, we'll come back to that point. But the Mishabrua, it's a cotton study test, right? After the das mechaber kevish and stanin ma'at mechamus ve'eni das as well shuv ein bo mishum bisho haminag lahokka b'ze kozman shal and stanin legamre. All right, so you're allowed to put something near the fire, all right, near the fire, but again depends, not as long as it doesn't have gravy and stuff in it that could cook up. Finally, look in the last couple of sources, 64. All right, yesh bishoma. What about dover shenefa o nitzel? What if something was baked or roasted? Okay, and then afterwards you cook it with bishul. Is there, so come to, let's say, my kids call it soup pillows, croutons, you know, in the soup. Mandolin soup, mandolin, what about the yellow, those little soup nuts, I think they're called, no? Okay, my kids call them soup pillows. But anyway, the mandolin. Okay, so that's been baked. They weren't necessarily cooked. So the mechaber writes, from Shin Yud Ches Siv Hei, Yesh mishum dovar shenefa o nitzel in bishul chavashu yesh mishum bishul, and therefore but also retain pas afilu beklishenish yad soletis bo. Okay, if the thing is hot, then you're not allowed to put it. Some people like to dunk bread in their soup. Okay, the bread's been baked. I'm dunking my soup. Is that a problem? So according to the first day over here, it will be a problem. Also retain pas afilu beklisheni. Your soup on your plate is a way, you know, when they serve you soup. It's not a leish. Okay. Huh? What's that? Maybe, but there it's, yeah, okay, right. It's also came directly, I thought, in the, right? Similar. But v'yesh matirin, Ramos says, in a klisheni. And v'yesh matirin, a filled with klisheni. And no gulizor achatchil, a slitin pas, a filled with klisheni, calls man shi yad tzadisbo. Some people are machmer, as long as it's still yad tzadisbo. All right? And Mishmur explains to Kotten Memalov, even though, afa gav dein bishvach habishu, but over yavesh, what do you mean? Everything's dry. There's no liquid. Nevertheless, yesh bishul achad tzli. We yesh tzli achad bishul and harfia. That's what we have. Mishabur in the Bira Alocha. And Sivkot Dalad says it's a major machalkas bishonim. Okay? He says, yesh bishul plukta rabbasa dasa. Rambam rashbo varan deshuva ein bo mishul bishul. Afil netzal negamre. Acham chaber esosu achad gilas rashir ben yonu varosh vatur. All right, it's a big machalkas. And we try to avoid it. All right. The last thing I mentioned is I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, the contemporary sefer, there in Archaim Simon Shin Yud Ches. You want to have, let's say, you want to warm up Chayat Chala in the freezer, okay? Yad Chala in the freezer, and now you want to serve that Chala. You forgot to take it out of the freezer before Shabbos. It happens. No, you have a roll in the freezer or something like that. So that's the question you're writing in Simon Shin Yud Ches Os Mem 67. L'chamem chala u'shar minei ma'afet pitzuchim k'del shapur v'chusim v'chusim. So he says, You want to just heat up the challah, heat up the cake. You have a cake in the freezer, a babka or a kokosh in the freezer, and you want to take it out. You want to, you know, you want to thaw it out. So he says, now it's frozen. So he says, okay, they're not considered for the bacon, it's already been baked. Even right now, it's frozen. Right, but he brings a raya from somewhere else, and he says, let's clear one second, that's something else. There's one here. L'chein lo matzina mokom lasor laniach ha-gabetev shal karm l'chamim chala kafua. Kafua means frozen. O shamin ha-vamash, o shkeidei marak, soup nuts, o kadome. Af shevazen asin prichem v'tchios, they're going to become fresher and tasty. You don't want to eat them frozen. You could eat them frozen. And he said, nevertheless, v'shay l'cham ha-gabet kadera, you can put the chala on top. Sometimes we have a roll, you take out of the freezer, and you put it on top of the salt pot. It's not really, it's a room for the fire, but you know, it heats up. All these things, that would not be a problem after either, and that would be mutter. Anyway, but the point is, anything which hastens the cooking, that would not be allowed. So we'll stop over here with these sorts. We'll do that then tomorrow. We'll talk about, you alluded to it, I started a little bit today, about Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, you know, the proximity of the food to the source of the heat, and what is considered the source of the heat, and so on. Okay, so we'll stop here. All right, let me get this too so we can post it.